Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Doctor of Credit Repair back after a brief while not being with you. Today's show is going to be talking about how to handle collections, how to handle charge-offs, how to raise your credit score. This is the Doctor of Credit Repair, Edmund Gary. This show is being brought to you by iHeartRadio. Again, this is the Doctor of Credit, Edmund Gary. We'll be right back, and we're going to continue our show on how to handle charge-offs and collections and improving your credit score. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Edmund Gary, the doctor. This is Edmund Gary, the Doctor of Credit Repair, back once again. And like we said today, our show is going to be talking about how to handle collections, how to handle charge-offs, and how to improve your credit score. And the first thing I want to talk about today is how to handle charge-offs. Again, this is Edmund Gary, the Doctor of Credit Repair. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, and the show is being brought to you by iHeartRadio. Again, charge-offs. Charge-offs are one of the worst things that can happen to your credit. What it does, it indicates a serious payment issue. In this type of derogatory credit reported on your credit report, it shows that you haven't been able to make a payment from anywhere from between 120 and 180 days. And what this says is that you have serious payment issues. And after this missed period of payment, what happens is your original creditor declares your account a loss, and it writes it off as uncollectible from an accounting standpoint. Now your account will be closed for any new charges, and you still owe the balance. Again, let's go over that again. What a charge-off is, it's one of the worst things that can happen to your credit. It can hurt your credit for several years. What it indicates is a serious payment issue. And this type of derogatory credit report listing is a result of you missing a payment from anywhere from 120 to 180 days. So which means they haven't collected a payment from you for 4 to 6 months. And after this period of missed payments, the creditor declares your account a loss and writes it off as uncollectible from any accounting standpoint. It will close your account for any new charges, and you will still owe the bill. And the creditor will continue to make collection attempts on your past due debt and your balance. And they may even enlist the help of a third party, like a debt collector. The way to handle a charge-off, and the only way to pay off a charge-off, is number one. Let's say you owe $3,000. The only way you want to pay this charge-off off, if you can afford to, and never pay no more than 40 cents on a dollar. So let's say, but you want to start at 20 cents on a dollar. So let's say your account, your bill is $3,000. Contact the original creditor, or if they no longer hold a bill, contact that debt collector and say, hey, I can afford to make $600 payment on this $3,000 bill because this is all I have. And what you have to remember, as a debt collector, if a debt collector has your bill, they only get 10 to 15 cents on a dollar. So if you take 15 cents on a dollar out of 600, that's $90. And you're offering them 20 cents on a dollar, that's a win-win situation for them and for you. But the only way you agree to this, you must get a letter from the debt collector or from your creditor saying, we will agree to remove this debt. We will agree to delete this debt in agreement of receiving this payment. And do not send that money until you receive that letter in writing. And once you get that letter in writing, and when you send the money certified fund, go to the bank and get you a money order go to the post office and get a money order from the post office and send it by certified mail with return receipt. So this way you know exactly when they received it. And by law, they have 30 days to get back to you. Anyway, now that you have this letter in hand, once they send it back to you, now you can go ahead, contact all three credit bureaus and ask them to delete this account because you have this agreement in hand. Again, the only way you pay off a charge-off is once you get that writing in hand from the debt collector or the original creditor. And remember, it's going to be a win-win situation for either one, because number one, the original creditor, let's say, for example, Capital One Bank, they've written the debt off, so they've already written it off as a loss. Now that they can collect money on it, it's win-win for them. And if the debt collector holds it, remember, they only get 10 to 15 cents on a dollar. By you offering them 20 cents on a dollar, this is a win-win situation. And if they don't want to agree to do this, then forget it. Don't pay them. Just let it stay on there, because number one, paying a charge-off is not going to increase your credit score one bit. It takes a period of time, 2 to 3 years, and that only comes with by showing, hey, I've made all my other payments on time, and I haven't been late on anything else. So again, the only way to pay off a charge-off is if you get that letter of deletion in hand. Again, my name is Edmund Gary. I'm the doctor of credit repair, and we shall be right back. Hold your seats. I have some more good information for you. This is Edmund Gary, the doctor of credit repair, here on iHeartRadio. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Edmund Gary, the doctor of credit repair, here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. here on iHeartRadio. Catch our show online at blogtalkradio.com/righteous, R-I-G-H-T as in Tom, E-O-U-S, Hustle, H-U-T-L-E, and add on another E-N-T. Again, we're talking about handling charge-off collections and how to raise your credit score. Again, this is Edmund Gary, the doctor of credit repair, giving you the great tips today. Now let's talk about collections. Just like we were talking about with charge-offs, the same thing as we're talking about with collections. With a collection bill, you have to remember, on a collection account, that's going to stay on your credit report just like a charge-off. And the only way you want to pay this bill is the same principle. You want to get a letter in hand from either the creditor, original creditor, depending on who holds the bill, or if the debt collector is still holding the bill, you want to get a letter in writing saying, hey, we will agree to delete this account in agreement to receive 20, 30 cents on a dollar, whatever you offer that they accept. Never go more than half of whatever the bill is. Because remember, debt collector companies get paid 10 to 15 cents on a dollar. So I would offer them 20 cents on a dollar to start. And at the most, I would only offer them 40 cents on a dollar. So for example, you have a $2,000 bill that you owe, I would only offer them at the most $800, and I would start at $400. Because remember, the only way you're going to make this payment to the debt, either the original creditor or the debt collector, depending on who's holding the bill, you can only make that agreement when you get that letter from them saying we agree to delete this account and showing this balance paid in full per our agreement. If they don't do that, don't send them a dime, because number one, the impact on your impact from a charge-off and a collection after 12 months does not hold the same impact on your credit. But it do still show you as a bad credit risk. But remember that after 12 months, it's not going to be hurting your credit as much anymore. And now if you're getting ready to buy a home, I would definitely say to pay that bill off. But first, do not pay them in full. Offer them 40 to 50 cents on the dollar at the most. And I'm pretty sure 9 times out of 10, you'll get an agreement with a collection company, because remember, they get paid 10 to 15 cents on the dollar from the original creditor. So now this is a win-win situation for you and them. But make sure you get that letter saying, we agree to delete. That's the biggest word that must be in it, delete, D-E-L-E-T-E. Once you get that in writing, boom. Now you can send that off to all three credit bureaus. And the biggest reason I say pay off a collection or charge off, only when you're buying a new home, you're financing a business, you're making a major purchase, you want to get that off your credit. Otherwise, if they're not willing to agree to make a payment agreement with you, let it stay on there. It has less impact after 12 months. Again, we're talking about today how to handle collections and how to handle charge-offs. Now, also when dealing with charge-offs and collection, these are contracts. And I live here in the state of Georgia, but by most states, it's anywhere from 4 to 6 years that if they're not able to collect on that bill, they can no longer collect on it. And after that period of time, you can write the credit bureaus and ask them to delete this from your record because the contract period of time is over. So let's say you bought $500 worth of clothing from JCPenney back in 2014. We're now in 2020, and JCPenney wasn't able to. But the first thing is, you cannot make a new payment on it. If you go out and make a new payment after on it, it restarts the contract. So remember, after a collection bill starts, do not make a payment on it unless you can get an agreement in hand showing they will delete it. So let's go back and say you bought this in 2014 for $500, and you made one payment on it, and you made that January 1st, 2014. JCPenney's never collected another dime from you. The collection company has never collected another dime from you. It is now 2020, so that's been more than 5 years. Now you can write a letter, get it notarized, send it by certified mail with return receipt so you know when the credit bureau's got it. By law, they must remove it and send proof that, hey, this was my last payment. You need proof. That must be in the letter. And once they get that, they must remove it. If they don't remove it, then you can get a lawyer and you can sue the credit bureau. But again, depending on your state, the statute of collection on charge-off and contracts, generally anywhere from 4 to 6 years. In Georgia, it's 5 years. Again, this is how you handle an old bill that they never collected on. So today we're talking about how to handle charge-off, how to handle collections, and the statute of limitation on collecting on a bill is 5 years in the state of Georgia. In some states, it's 4 years. In some states, it's 6 years. Just go to Google. Pull up statutes on contracts, and you'll find out. Again, we're talking about how to handle collections, how to handle charge-offs. This is Edmund Gary. I'm the doctor of credit repair. I'm here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. This show is called the Follow Me, Edmund Gary Credit Repair Show. This show is being brought to you by iHeartRadio. And we shall be right back. And remember, this is Edmund Gary, the doctor of credit repair. This is the Follow Me, Edmund Gary Credit Repair Show. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, all my iHeartRadio fans, all my internet fans. This is Edmund Gary, the doctor of credit repair, back again. We've been talking about how to handle collections, how to handle charge-offs. Now we want to talk about how to raise your credit score. The first thing you need to do is get a copy all three of your credit reports. Get your yellow marker. Sit down there, go through each thing, each line. Mark anything that looks incorrect, late payments, balances, length of time that you had the account. Anything that is not 100% correct in your credit report must be removed by law per the Fair Credit Reporting Act. Again, this is Edmund Gary, the doctor of credit repair. Follow me here every Saturday morning on iHeartRadio as we go through all the tips on credit repair, how to fix your credit, how to increase your credit limits, what type of credit you should have, how to help you buy your first home. Again, my name is Edmund Gary. I'm the doctor of credit repair, and we're here to help you all the time, every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. You can catch the show on blogtalkradio.com/righteous hustle. Again, my name is Edmund Gary, the doctor of credit repair. As we get back to how to raise your credit scores. Number one, you must get a copy of your credit report. Number two, get you a yellow marker. That way you can mark down everything that looks incorrect. The balances are not right. The length of time that you had the account. All these items must be correct per the Fair Credit Reporting Act. Again, my name is Edmund Gary. I'm the doctor of credit repair. We're here every Saturday to give you tips on credit repair, how to fix your credit. We'll be right back. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Again, this is Edmund Gary, the doctor of credit repair, back once again as we get ready to talk about how to raise your credit score. We've already discussed how to handle collections, how to handle charge-off. Like I was just saying before break, get a copy of your credit report. Get a copy of all three credit reports. Go through each line by line, and mark anything that looks incorrect. Because by law, anything that does not look correct must be removed. And remember, everything has to be correct on your credit accounts. Another way to raise your score, make sure any of your accounts that you paid on time for the past 6 months, ask for a line increase. By asking for a line increase, this is going to increase your utilization. So, for example, you have a $1,000 credit line, you owe $300. That puts you at 30% utilization. If they increase your credit score by $500 to $1,500, now your utilization goes down to 20%. And you always want to keep your utilization under 30%. By keeping it under 20%, we'll probably get your scores even higher, anywhere close to the 700s. But remember, the law of averages. Make your minimum payment each month. Never miss one. 35% of your credit score is based on making your minimum payment. 30% of your score is based on your utilization, which means if you have a $1,000 credit line, you must owe no more than $300 or pay that off by the end of the month. If you owe $400, $500, $600, it looks like you can't handle your credit. Even though you may be making a minimum payment on time, your credit score will drop. 65% of your score is based on making minimum payments. 65% of your credit is based on your minimum payments and handling your balances. 15% is based on how long you've had your accounts. 10% is based on new credit. In the beginning, new credit will hurt you, but as you go over a period of time, you have more accounts, it won't hurt you that much. And the other 10% is based on having a good mix, which means having an installment loan like a car loan or home loan where you have the same payment each month. Revolving accounts, Visa, MasterCard, your balances change each month, your monthly payment change, but that's having a good mixture of credit. Again, my name is Edmund Gary. I'm a doctor of credit repair, and today what we're going over today is tips on how to handle charge-off, how to handle collections, and how to increase your credit score. Again, we're here every Saturday. My name is Edmund Gary. I'm the doctor of credit repair. You can catch me here on blogtalkradio.com/righteous, R-I-G-H-T as in Tom, E-O-U-S, Hustle, H-U-S-T-L-E-E-N-T, T as in Tom. Again, I want to go over everything we've talked about today. Number one, how to handle charge-off and how to handle collections. On charge-off and collections, the main thing you want to remember is the longer they've been on your credit report, the less impact they have on your score. But if you're getting ready to buy a home, when you're buying a home, these items must be paid off or they must be deleted from your credit record. And the best way to get a deletion on your credit record is, remember, number one, if the original creditor has already wrote you off and they're able to make an agreement with you now to pay it, this is a win-win situation for them because they've already wrote you off as a tax loss and now you're making a payment, that's win-win-win. Now, if the account is in the hands of the debt collector, it's the same principle. Debt collectors only get paid 10 to 15 cents on a dollar from the original creditor. If you make an agreement to pay them 20 to 40 cents on a dollar, and they agree, number one, that's win-win for them. That's more money than they normally would be getting. And number two, it's a win for you because now you're going to get that letter saying, hey, we would delete this account from your credit report. So this is how you handle charge-off and collection. Another thing I want to go over is the statutes. Depending on the state that you live in, here in the state of Georgia, they have creditors have 5 years to collect on a bill. From the date of you first signing that contract, they have 5 years. If they don't collect in 5 years, if that collection is still out there, you can send a letter to the credit bureaus asking them to delete this from your credit record, but you will have to show them proof. So what that means is you can ask the debt collector or you can ask the original creditor to send you we call a letter of validation, which means they have 30 days to send you an original letter showing where you signed for that first contract. Then you will forward that to the credit bureaus, showing that the five-year period has gone by and they must remove it off your credit report. Now, next one I want to talk about again is we're talking about how to raise your credit score. Get a copy of all your three credit reports. Get you a yellow marker. Go through it line by line. Anything that looks incorrect, balances, the length of time you've had the credit account, or they're showing late payments and you know you don't have late payments, then get you a letter, sit down, go through each account and write down in a nice legible fashion saying, hey, these items are incorrect. What you want to do is, once you finish with that dispute letter, is forward each copy to the credit bureaus, send it by certified mail with return receipt, which means they know exactly when they received it and they have 30 days by law to either verify it or remove it. And again, dealing with collections and dealing with charge-offs, same thing. Another way to raise your credit is, let's say you've been paying on your credit cards for 6 months. You've been paying on time, ask for a credit increase. Because number one, this is going to help your utilization, which means if you owe $300 and you now have a credit line of $1,000, if they increase your credit by $500, that's going to put your utilization at 20%, which means your balances have dropped by 10%, and that's going to make your credit score go up. Another way is pay all your bills on time. And my suggestion is pay twice a month. That even looks better, and that probably will make your score go even higher. Make sure you make your minimum payments each month. 35% of your score is based on your payment history. 30% is based on how you handle your credit balances. My goal would be to keep them under 20%. Have no more than 3 credit cards, Visa, MasterCard. Stay away from store cards. They generally charge high interest. They do you no good. And a good mixture, which is the other 10% of your credit score, is having a good mixture, which means having revolving accounts like Visa, MasterCard, having an installment loan like a car loan or home loan. And these are tips on how to increase your credit score. Again, my name is Edmund Gary. I'm the doctor of credit repair. And the items we have gone over today is how to handle collections, how to handle chargebacks, what is the statute on all the credit cards that you hold, or the statutes on your charge account, how long you've had them, if you've had them more than 5 years and you haven't made a payment on it. By the statute of Georgia, that has to be removed off your account. Another thing I would also suggest is that you freeze all your public records. There's a company called LexisNexis, LexisNexis here in Georgia. Google them up, and the address will come up. Send them a letter asking them to freeze all your public records. So again, if you have a bankruptcy or you have a tax lien, the chances of them being able to verify that will be slim and none. And it may fall off your credit. That's a 50-50 chance. But again, the first thing you want to do is freeze all your public records so nobody can try to verify them. Again, my name is Edmund Gary. I'm the doctor of credit repair. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. This show is being brought to you by iHeartRadio. You can catch us at blogtalkradio.com/righteous, R-I-G-H-T as in Tom, E-O-U-S, Hustle, H-U-S-T-L-E-E-N-T. We'll be right back, and we'll have a brief summary. This is Edmund Gary, the doctor of credit repair. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, this is Edmund Gary, the doctor of credit repair. We're going to have a brief summary, and this will be the end of our show for this week. What we were talking about today is how to handle collections and charge-offs, and how to make your credit score go up. Again, my name is Edmund Gary. I am the doctor of credit repair. You can catch me on Facebook. You can catch me on YouTube. You can catch me every Monday morning at WIGO 1570 AM here in the Atlanta area. Or just go online at WIGOAM.com at 8:30 a.m. And from 8:30 to 9, we will be live tomorrow on Facebook Live. So get your pencils ready. This is Edmund Gary, the doctor of credit repair. We're going to have a brief summary and call it this show for this week. Now, we were talking about how to handle collections and how to handle charge-off. Handling collections and charge-offs are pretty much the same way. But a charge-off on your credit record really looks a bit worse than a collection. Because number one, it shows that your account has gone 120 to 180 days that you haven't made a payment. And that really can impact your credit for years. So the goal of getting a charge off and the goal of getting a collection off is pretty much the same. You want to either contact the original creditor, depending on who has the bill, or the debt collector. Number one, if you contact the creditor and they still have the bill, number one, they've already wrote you off as a tax loss. So anything that they can make on the bill would be a win-win situation. So what you would be asking for is a letter of deletion, which means you will offer 20 to 40 cents on the dollar. So if the bill is $500 and you owe $200, offer them $100 to $200 to settle it. And if they agree, you will only agree to take it if they will write you a letter saying, hey, we will delete this account in full and you not own anything. And most of the time, collection companies will do this because, number one, they only get 10 to 15 cents on a dollar from the original creditor. If you're offering them 20 to 40%, number one, is win-win for them. It gets it off their books. It gets it off your credit record because now you have a letter of deletion that you can forward to the credit bureau. And when you forward that letter showing the agreement, make sure you send it by certified mail with a return receipt, because that means you know exactly when the credit bureau has received it and they have 30 days by law to remove it. If not, you can sue them. And you want to use this type of agreement on a charge-off and a collection. Number one, if they do not agree to take it off, fine, because after 12 months, a charge-off and a collection bill has less impact on your credit. So again, this is a win-win situation for you, the creditor, and for the collection company. Now, also, we were talking about how to raise your credit scores. Number one, when you get a copy of your credit report, get your yellow marker, mark everything that looks incorrect. If it shows a late payment, that wasn't right, put a yellow on it. It shows the balance, that wasn't right. Because by law, everything must be 100% correct or it must be removed from your credit act, from your credit report. And this is by the Fair Credit Reporting Act. Again, my name is Edmund Gary. I'm the doctor of credit repair. And another way to increase your credit scores, if you've been paying on time for 6 months, ask for a line increase. Because number one, a line increase is going to make your utilization goes down. For example, you have a $1,000 credit line and you owe $300, but now you're able to get a $500 increase. That's going to take your credit utilization from 30% to 20% because of that line of increase. So that way it raises your score. Also, make sure you pay all your payments on time each month. 35% of your score is based on making minimum payments. 30% of your score is based on handling your balances right, which I would always say keep it under 20%. That way you have a chance of joining the 700 Club. 15% of your credit score is based on how long you've had the account. 10% is based on having a good mix, which means having a mixture of installment loan, where you pay the same on time, car loan, student loan, mortgage, revolving accounts like Visa, MasterCard, which you want to have no more than two or three. Stay away from store cards because they do you no good. Again, and the last 10% of your credit score is based on new credit. New credit in the beginning will hurt you a little bit, but as you begin paying on your account and the longer you've had it, it'll have less impact. So that's 100% of how you get your credit score. Make sure you pay your payments on time, keep your balances low. If you have any collections or charge-off, get an agreement in hand saying, hey, you will delete this, agreeing to receive 20 to 40 cents on a dollar. Then once you have that agreement, you want to send it certified to the credit bureaus with return receipt so you know exactly when they got it, and they have 30 days to remove it. And today, what our show has been about today is how to handle charge-off, how to handle collections, and how to raise your credit score. Again, my name is Edmund Gary. I'm the doctor of credit repair. I'm here every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock at blogtalkradio.com/righteous hustle. And you can catch me every Monday morning at WIGOAM.com online in the Atlanta area, 1570 AM WIGO. And also every Monday morning, you can catch me on Facebook Live, 8:30 to 9 a.m. My name is Edmund Gary. I'm the doctor of credit repair. And thank you once again, and be safe. And as my show says, follow me. And the Edmund Gary Follow Me Credit Repair Show, brought to you by iHeartRadio.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.